But the key to the success of yoga is controlling the mind. Krishna says in the Gita, 6th chapter, Bandhuratmatmanastasya yenatmaivatmanachita anatmanastasatrutve varateta maivasatravat. That for the mind that is controlled, that mind is your best friend. But for the mind that is uncontrolled, your very mind is your worst enemy. Now, what does it mean to control the mind? Krishna describes that one must control the lower self with the higher self. Lower than the mind is the senses, and higher than the mind is the intelligence. If the mind becomes a victim to following the dictations of the senses, then your mind is your worst enemy. But if your mind is willing to accept the dictation of higher intelligence, your mind is the best friend. Now the next natural question is, what is our higher intelligence? The higher intelligence is very simple to understand. The higher intelligence is the word of Guru and Krishna. People think their higher intelligence means their own discriminatory faculties to decide what is right and what is wrong. The real higher intelligence is the word of God, as it is coming through the Shastra and as it is coming through the Guru.